The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Strange as it might seem, in a country positively flooded with the commodity, we don't always understand what news is, do we? News is what has happened since yesterday's paper or broadcast, and it's that daily budget of information that a person needs in order to be informed or feel tuned in to the world. It is also a product, and the truth of the news product is not a characteristic essential to it. Certainly, truth is secondary to sales performance among news organizations, it seems today. And the fact that information is marketed in this way, that is, as news, affects the way we think about everything. Politics, government, science, religion, values, culture. What happens when you sell information on a daily basis? You have to make each day's report seem important, and you do this primarily by reducing the importance of its context. What you are selling is change, and if readers were aware of the bigger story, that would tend to diminish today's contribution. The industry has to convince its consumers of the significance of today's news, and it has to make them want to come back tomorrow for more news, more change. The implication will then be that today's report can now be forgotten. So news involves a radical devaluation of the past and short-circuits any kind of debate. News people have been worrying recently about the fact that we Americans seem not to be as interested in the news as we used to be, or as they think we ought to be. Well, what could that mean? Is the American public showing some suspicion, not just of the kind of news it is getting, but of the very concept of the news? There are many ways of criticizing the news, attacking the conservative bias of publishers or the liberal bias of editors, showing their techniques of manipulation or the dangers of oversimplification, grumbling at the sheer incompetence of reporters, complaining of the way the news is concentrated in a few networks and syndication systems. But these attacks all take the concept of news for granted, accepting its importance and calling for this or that show of responsibility and fairness. The real problem remains the very idea of news, capital N. The news cannot be fixed. There is something about daily publication all by itself that distorts reality. That's why the addiction to news that so many of us share has brought us on a kind of a stupidity. Our whole society shares this stupidity, and so we have a hard time recognizing it. But several recent developments have caused even news people to sense that something's wrong with that enterprise. I'm going to stop from this article now and just break away and chat for a moment about what we all know about the news. That there are stations, whether you're conservative or liberal, there are stations which take very biased positions for one position or the other. And I will say this. I think that there's been some concern about the president's use of Twitter to communicate his thinking in response to what the news media is saying about him. But in fact, what he's doing is bringing the news directly to the public. As I've thought about this, I thought, well, he's unfiltered. That makes me uncomfortable that he's unfiltered and that, you know, he misspells a couple words here or there. No big deal. I mean, we all do that, right? We imagine the president to always act in a way or communicate in a way that runs through a filter of some kind so that it's all cleaned up and prepared and delivered in a way that is acceptable to all people. The problem is that the previous president really didn't communicate in a way that was acceptable to all people after he went through all the filters because he didn't speak to all the people. What President Trump is doing now is he's speaking in a way that's directly communicating to an entire audience of Americans, whether or not they like it. He's not going through the news organizations to communicate his thoughts. And I think that's the president's prerogative. He has a right to communicate as the president the way that he wants to. And in that sense, we can take what he's saying as president as unfiltered communication, not having been spun until after the fact. Interesting, huh? I don't know. It's a new way, right? This is a new way of communication. Certainly, President Obama used this to his delight as he was running for office, and he was able to use social media to gather followers and communicate his thinking. And that audience was not upset with the way that he communicated. But then he wasn't on the defensive the whole time, the way that President Trump appears to be on the defensive with the media. And I'm not saying that Donald Trump is defensive necessarily. I think what he's saying is, I'm not going to tolerate you saying something that's not true about me. Don't talk about me that way, because that's not who I am. And I got to say, if I was a president, if I was in office, I would certainly overlook a lot of things that people say, and I know he does. But when someone calls him out and says something specifically in a large public audience, he has the option then of saying, that's not true, or that's true, or you don't know what you're talking about. And perhaps that makes you and I uncomfortable, but I will say that that's news. That's the truest kind of news, because it's news that he controls communicating, that somebody else is not spinning for him. Okay? That's an interesting consideration. So where do we go with the news? How do you and I deal with the news? You know, I'm in the real estate business. I sell houses for a living. You may wonder, well, Eric, why are we talking about this on a show which is predominantly a real estate show? Because I think it affects the very fabric of what you and I interpret in our day-to-day life. I tend to read one or two newspapers a day so that I can get perspective from both sides of the aisle, because I want to understand what people are thinking, and I want to understand for myself and get both sides of critique. And then I make a decision, because frankly, that's what we all should do. We should all be able to make a decision about what we think is true or not, but base it upon facts, not just base it upon opinions or he said or something that happened 30 years ago. We cannot live our lives believing on and living on facts that are not really facts. We got to go to the facts and find those facts. And when it comes to real estate, sure. You know, we've got very tight laws in America that do not allow us to sell properties without telling the facts about it. President Trump is an agent in the same way that President Obama was an agent. They're both agents for our country. Whether you agree with the agency that they bring or you don't agree with the agency that they bring, their highest job is in the service of our country. And real estate is similar. I'm an agent. A husband is an agent for his wife and vice versa. The agency law, believe it or not, is the highest law in America. It puts the burden of responsibility, and in a sense, you and I are agents for our country. And we have the responsibility to read the news and listen to the news with discernment. And when we don't understand something, to dig in and figure it out and then come to our own decisions and make clear-headed decisions. I appreciate you listening, and hopefully the news will not make us dumb any longer. That we'll become smart as we listen to the news and discern what's true and what's false. I encourage us all to do that. When I get back, Stuart Rosenthal from The Beacon joins me right here on The Eric Stuart Show.